I don't think it's going to play out where you're going to have a prosecutor and a defense lawyer where you have to prove legal culpability. I'm sure the way the vast majority of this case is going to be resolved is they have to go to counseling. And if you go to counseling, probably the offense will disappear off your record in the way that it does with a lot of DV offenses here.
Does that mean the behavior disappears, though, even if they go to counseling and that disappears off their record?
A really good marriage counselor with psychological abuse will either be able to eliminate the abuse or let the people see that it's really bad for them to stay together, that they're just bringing out the worst of them. That's actually easier to do with psychological abuse than with physical abuse, because with physical abuse you tend to have something called traumatic bonding. When you're in a life-threatening situation, you actually become more bonded to the person you experience that with. Stockholm Syndrome is an example of that, or foxhole buddies, or people on planes that almost crash. When they go through those traumas, they form these strong emotional bonds, even if the person is victimizing you. And you don't have that as much with psychological abuse.